bought brooms or homemade brooms and then had
brooms? Occasionally, they would make, she would buy brooms that, well, now, for instance, I can remember that blind men used to come through selling brooms, and she'd always buy one. She'd say they're always very good, you know. And I don't know why, you know, that she thought they were, but they were just ordinary brooms made of. Are they made of besom? Is that what they're made of from? It seems that I've heard that somewhere. It just looks like straw to me, but I think it's called besom. I'm not sure, but I've heard that somewhere.
Well, did you have like outside the front door of the house? Did you have an area where the chairs and things?
Oh yes, we had a large porch, and a swing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We had a swing out there, and there was room for. In fact, the porch went around the side of the house.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Sort of curved, you know, around to the side.
Right,
did you? Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you have one in back?
Yes. Yes, a small one in back. A small screened-in porch in the back.
Well, what about upstairs?
No, there was no outside.
Not like this,
no,
this
no.
Well, have you ever heard the upstairs porch called by a different name?
Balcony.
Or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't know. Reggie said something like portico the other day.
Yes. I think they used to call them porticos.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't recording, but I just was talking about
sure.
The car.
Uh-huh.
She came out of the jungle. Mm-hmm. I was wondering about that. The part that covers the top of the house, and in that house, mm-hmm. was
the roof.
And what was it made out of?
Shingled. It was shingled. Mm-hmm. Wood shingles.
Mm-hmm. And then the little things along the edge of the roof that the water would run.
The eaves.
Well, did they have any metal things?
Guttering?
Yeah.
Yes,
like that.
They did. Uh-huh.
On there in addition. Mm-hmm. What about any outbuildings around in the back?
Yes,
of the house?
Yes, we had several.
Did you have like a place to keep tools?
Yes, uh-huh. We had a tool shed. And, well, back then we had a barn, we had a cow, and we had a large vegetable garden at the back.
Over there?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Where the Sunset Court is now was our garden.
Wow. I can't believe
uh-huh.
that.
Yes.
I didn't know that. And you had a garden and
yes.
everything?
Uh-huh.
That's incredible. What about, did you have an outdoor toilet?
Yes. There were indoor bathrooms weren't fashionable at that time. They didn't come along for several years later.
What did you usually refer to it? Did you usually call it privy or?
I called it the toilet.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yes,
that.
I think that's what we called it. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe we had a barn too. Well, what did you and you? Did you keep the cow?
Well, for a short time.
Uh-huh.
But my mother couldn't milk, and my father didn't like to.
Oh.
So he never had time. So my oldest brother was the one who milked.
Uh-huh.
And so we didn't keep that cow very long. But we did have the vegetable garden every year. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you did have that. Well, I don't know if you would remember this, that you didn't have the cow that much, but the upper part of the barn where they would
the hayloft.
Yeah.
Called it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wondering. I didn't know if you would know that or not. Well, did they gather hay? Or did y'all feed that cow?
Oh, yes. They bought feed, and then
oh.
they also had hay.
Oh, they had it. There
yes.
They had enough.
Uh-huh. No, he'd buy the hay.
Uh huh. You didn't have enough acreage to make.
Oh no.
Or anything.
No, the hay. I'm sure he bought it. Well, it might have come from the farm. I'm not sure. I'm not sure when he first bought this farm. But I don't.
Oh, he also had a farm.
Also had a farm. Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Well, who worked it?
Well, we lived there a couple of times.
Oh.
But his brother lived on the farm. Mm-hmm.